A federal judge has approved a $626 million settlement for victims of the Flint water crisis. Residents there were exposed to contaminated drinking water after the city switched its water source in a cost-saving move back in 2014. Ted Leopold is co-lead counsel for the people of Flint, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I want to drill down on some aspects of the judge's decision today because she considered multiple objections to this settlement. One in particular was about the technology used by one firm to determine whether residents had lead contamination in their bones, which could help determine how much money a resident is entitled to in this settlement, right?
That's correct. So one of the firms has what's referred to as bone scanning. And their clients have gone, from what I understand, and some may continue to go through that process. But that's only one aspect. We have set up for the community and those who want to participate another aspect to be able to get a just and full recovery for their injuries and damages by going through neuropsychological testing. So we are going to have that testing with experts and doctors from around the country coming in and to test all of those individuals who wish to have that done, not only adults, but children as well.
And there has been some pushback from residents who say that this deal is inadequate. Can Flint residents opt out of this settlement and pursue other separate lawsuits if they're not happy with the particular amount here?
They can opt out. There was a time frame for both people who were going to object to make their objections, which Judge Levy has addressed, and also for people to have opted out of that process of the settlement. So all that has been taken into consideration.
But going forward, no one else can opt out at this point, right?
That's right. They either participate or not.
Okay, but just to be clear, there are still outstanding separate lawsuits in addition to this class action related to what has happened in Flint, correct?
There is, and I think that sort of brings up an issue to what you were just asking about in terms of being concerns of, quote, not enough money, if you will, by some people within the community. And, you know, in something like this, it had such a catastrophic effect on a community, and especially the Flint community that has gone through historically such hard times. No amount of money could ever cure what has happened. But we think that this is a large sum of money that can hopefully bring justice or at least some semblance of justice to what has occurred, bring some closure for people. But also that this $600+ million is one aspect of the case. There are still additional private engineering companies that are defendants in the case. Recently, Judge Levy has certified that case. And if that case doesn't resolve, we are looking forward and working hard to prepare that case for trial. So there are additional funds that will be available.
That said, this settlement today, it's been a long time coming. Can you just talk a little bit about the significance of this moment? I mean, in a multi-year saga that's involved questions of equity, trust in government, environmental justice, how should the people of Flint look at today?
What has happened here in the city of Flint clearly should never have happened, not only to the citizens of Flint, but should never happen anywhere. You know, why did it happen? You know, those may be for others to answer, but I venture to say this would not have happened in a, for lack of a better word, a well-to-do, high-end income community. This happened to a minority community, and sadly, we see this happening to other minority communities around the country where there are a lot of water issues and communities that are being taken advantage of. The importance of this, I think, has not only reverberated not just locally, but also nationally, and in fact, internationally. And just recently, the infrastructure bill have addressed the issues of water problems and lead piping. And a lot of that has occurred because of what has come about in the city of Flint.
Ted Leopold is co-lead counsel for the people of Flint. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.